There we go. Hi, everybody. It's me, Owen. Good evening. I was just reading an autographed, who he autographed it to me personally, because I interviewed him at a podcast, a physics podcast I used to host at Caltech. Ooh, a lot of uncomfortable facts about old Big Bear. I've interviewed some of the heads of NASA, Nobel Prize winners, Kip Thorne, Bill Nye. He wrote, For the surely you're joking, be unstoppable. Bill Nye, great show, thanks. 226, 20, I can't understand what it's saying. So here is, so for those of you that haven't joined a book burning in the past, I go through my house and I look for nasty little pieces of propaganda and then I burn them. And for people that want to be weird about it, this is my personal property. Just like people use newspapers and towels and paper towels and leaves and whatever they want as kindling, I have a right to use paper as kindling. And this is Bill Nye autographing his book to me personally. Which would probably raise the sentimental value or whatever. But see, then we just burn it. You see how fun it is? Okay, so this turns... I used to buy into some of this stuff because I didn't really look that into it because I was a comedian. I just happened to be very, very intelligent. So I could handle interviewing Nobel Prize winners, etc. The Germans had a lot of great ideas. Dude, book burning's been going on a long time. Okay, so Bill Nye personally gave me this book, Unstoppable, Harnessing Science, because someone sent my kid a Dr. Seuss book, The King and His Stilts, and I could smell a book burning coming because I don't like old Seuss, little grabber. Turns out, book was awesome. Really like it. I should probably read it on a stream. It was a really good message. But when the message is pure propaganda and self-hate, we do a book burning. So I was a little fired up to do a book burning, so I was like, why do I have to burn children's books? Like, these are mostly really good, and the ones that aren't all questionable, he likes, and it's fine. So I was like, what does Dad have that needs to be burned? So I have an autographed copy of Bill Nye, the Science Guy. All right, so here we go. $26.99. Just as World War II called an earlier generation to greatness, so the climate crisis is calling today's best and brightest to action to create a better future. For those of you that understand what World War II is all about, the irony probably does not escape you. For more than 20 years, Bill Nye has inspired legions of fans, with an empowering message. The combination of scientific curiosity and human ingenuity can transform obstacles into opportunities and unlock a future of endless possibilities. Now an unstoppable Bill Nye applies his message of technological all right, whatever, I can't even read it. Okay, let's watch his face, right? So Bill Nye says that two-year-old boys can be two-year-old girls. He says gender is fluid. Here's his face, ready? You guys ready for the relaxation? Like a calming wind. There it is. That's what I think about little two-year-old girls thinking they're two-year-old boys and gender swapping. It's one of the sickest abuses you can do to a child. And that's old Bill Nye. Oops. See, calming, calm, right? Do you feel it? Do you feel the energy? Do you feel the filth just wash away? Okay, let's read some more. You feel joy, of course you feel joy. Unstoppable, Harnessing Science to Change the World by Bill Nye, confirmed pervert. Objective, change the world, okay? Produce a TV show that gets kids and adults excited about science. What he's saying is using children to propagate atheism. I'll just be a translator. So that the United States will again be the world leader in technology, innovation, and sound management of the environment. The UN 2030 agenda. which means global, not global, it's not even a globe, but slavery of all humans. For example, oh, by the way, I'm adding to global warming right now. Bill Nye, the dumb pedo guy. I can't confirm he's a pedo, but the fact he's saying 2 and 3 year old boys can be girls means he's a child abuser. Hey, love. The show is entertainment first. Curriculum content and presentation of specific facts come later. Ideally, school curricula will follow us, right? Because you have to use children because it's so psychotic. If you tell any of this stuff to an adult, they'll have some questions. All the science we see has to be real science. No fictional molecular resynthesizer machine that performs magical tricks, for example. The fact he has to specify real science means science isn't real. He says all the science we see has to be real science, as opposed to science fiction, you know, where a science fiction writer actually invented the satellite, which doesn't really exist. The science being explored provides the drama. For example, there is no time spent looking for someone's stolen lab coat. What? Science guy is always himself. He could play another... Oh, wow, I see what this is. Bill Nye the Science Guy. This is fascinating, actually. Bill Nye the Science Guy, this was his... Wow, this is his pitch for the show. Bill Nye the Science Guy. This is actually really interesting. Obviously, I can't wait to burn it. But this is what he pitched. Science guy is always himself. He could play another character as the science guy playing another character. He wears a lab coat and safety glasses for a reason. If he takes them off, it's for a reason. Wow, that's horrible writing. I know what he's saying, but it's like, for a reason. Science guy's reality is television. He can jump from place to place the way a viewer would expect anyone on television to be able to do. There's no need for something like the Wayback Machine or the transporter or the door to anywhere. However, the monitor in the field can show us supplementary video. I thought he said it was supposed to be real. Host interacts with guests. Kids, of course, kids first. Always kids first with these people. Other scientists, other wizards, potential pedophiles. And celebrities, other false icons used to, you mean a dude named it right. Hi, Joey. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Hammer. Hi, Bill. Wow, it's so old that they used MC Hammer. Show takes place as much as possible in the field. The world is the laboratory. Wow, science guy. Time to burn it. All right. We've got the whole world in our hands, chapter one. Don't worry, I won't read the whole book. If you like to worry about things, and most people do, you are living at a great time. What a terrible start. If you like to worry about things, and most people do, enjoy stress, enjoy anxiety, enjoy depression. No, they don't, Bill. Climate change is coming, and it is coming right at you. God, it's so crazy that I never would read any of these books people gave me. It's like, it's so on the nose with the propaganda. Regardless of where you are on Earth, you will live to see your life or the lives of your kids and their friends change due to the overall warming of the planet. I can't wait to use this page to warm it. Whether or not those challenges are manageable is up to us. Basically saying is up to how much you submit. It is up to anyone who is able to think about what kind of future we want. It is up to you and me. Dude, this is terrible writing. So he's saying most people enjoy worry. So now's a good time because there's a lot of worry. And the future's really bad, but it's up to you and me. Okay. I'm sure you've heard people say Earth is our home. You may even use the expression yourself. But no, I usually hear the expression kill the pedophile. Kill the pedophile. Lynch the pedophile. Lynch the pedophile. I guess we hang in different circles. But here is another thought. Equally undeniable and even more important, Earth is not just our home, it is also our house. No, it isn't. Like a house is a house. A house is specific. Earth is our home because home is more of a subjective. It's more of a feeling. House is a literal thing. Like a house is different than an apartment. This is some of the dumbest shit. I can't wait to burn it. I cannot wait to burn it. It's our residence and we are the owners. No, we aren't. God is, Bill. We are not renters passing through. Yes, we are, literally. It's exactly what we are, Bill. We are not tenants who can complain to the landlord and eventually move on to live somewhere else. We live here on the 7,900-mile-wide ball of rock, water, and air, and we are responsible for its upkeep. None of this is true. Right now, we are doing a pretty bad job as caretakers, said the guy who cut down about a million trees to print his propaganda. We don't seem to be paying anywhere near enough attention to the deteriorating condition of our home. Now that you're worrying even a little more than a moment ago, intentionally trying to make you worry. I hope I'm going to ask you to stop or at least to move past it. Worry is not going to save us. Neither, by the way, is shooting the messenger, someone like me. You know what, Bill? I'm had enough of that. I'm not recommending shooting the messenger, but you do lynch the pedos. How we treat the planet is up to us. We can grow our crops. I bet he's never grown a crop in his life. I bet all he does is have sex with questionable people and lie for a living. He's never grown a crop in his life. He's a wizard. I grow crops, Bill. I grow all my own food. You don't know a goddamn thing about the environment, Bill. You've probably never seen an actual nitrogen cycle. You've probably never dug a well. You've probably never taken care of animals. All you do is probably try and finger drunk chicks. Does that sound familiar, Bill? I know the rumors about what happened on the set of your last Netflix show, Bill. The groping, the chasing girls around, grabbing them. Buddy, I was in entertainment for 16 years. I know. Probably a deer right there. Can we farm in ways that even contribute to the well-being of the planet? Why would you put even? That even contribute? What about our cities? There are often centers of pollution and waste, but they can be centers of innovation as well. No, they're sodomy dens, Bill. Cities are sodomy dens. We all know that, Bill. I was there with my dad, the same man who felt it was perfectly normal to pull the family car over and creep slowly along the side of the road so he could take pictures on film, macro lens. Dude, his dad clearly sounds like a pedophile. Of the car's odometer as it rolled over the 99,000 mark. Dude, he's using the word creep to describe his dad and about how he slowly takes pictures. I'm starting to understand where he gets it from. Our planet may seem huge, but ours is a small world. Really, especially when you look at the power plant for power plant or even bicycle by bicycle. Earth is small, a cozy little home, and its future is in our hands. No, it isn't, Bill. It's in God's hands. The call to greatness. Let's just read the beginning of this. The climate has always changed in the past, and it will always change in the future. We just need to live with it. I hear that sentiment and variations on it all the time. I also frequently hear people say, stop, you're raping me. No, I'm just kidding. I also frequently hear people say, we have to save Earth. The two things sound like opposites, but they are actually two versions of the same colossal misconception that our primary concern is the well-being of the planet. His primary concern is probably trying to have sex with underage people, allegedly, my guess. We don't need to save Earth. It is going to be here no matter what we do. That's actually the one thing that's true. I'll give it to him when he says a true thing. And we can't ignore the way Earth is changing because we stubbornly happen to live here. What do you mean stubbornly? This guy sucks. I encourage everyone to reject both of these sentiments and think instead we have to save Earth for us humans. Of course, he's encouraging people to reject that. He's such a gamma. Thinking of Earth as home is a shorthand way of avoiding both kinds of follies. If your house is on fire, I can't even listen to that. Your page is now on fire, you stupid dipshit. Let's just skip ahead.
Bill Nye. Bill Nye, the potential pedo guy.
Another spurious and distracting use of single datum is the observation that the atmosphere has not warmed as much over the past decade as computer models predicted. Deniers conclude that the models must be completely wrong because of this apparent... You mean the fact that nothing you've predicted came true? Does that make me a denier, Bill? Then I'm a denier. A recent analysis by scientists at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, funded completely by coerced tax money, shows that when you look at all the data, the world is actually warmer than the models said it would be. Oh, really? So the models all were wrong, but yet they're right. Got it. Let's continue. The discrepancies are in the details. Bill, I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase, the devil's in the details. Let's continue. The amount of heat stored in the atmosphere was not quite as high as predicted. Right, so it wasn't as warm. The data were reviewed. The temperature readings were sorted. It turned out that the therefore missing heat ended up in the ocean. So if you lived in the bottom of the ocean, you would have seen that they were right the whole time. The more when you guys make the little fire emoji, the more fire emoji I see, the more I'll burn the page I'm reading. So fire emoji gets a burn. Furthermore, since the models were run, the sun has been slightly less active than normal. Oh, really? And an episodic shift in ocean currents called La Niña made the surface of the ocean a little cooler than it is on average. So the ocean is warmer but cooler. Okay, such natural variation have virtually no effect on the long-term trend, but they can produce deceptive short-term patterns. So the fact that none of it was true doesn't matter at all to him. He's like, listen, the air wasn't warmer, and the ocean actually was cooler. But really, it was warmer because we said so. Burn, 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 burn. Love it. Statistics also explain why it's more easier to predict big long-term climate trends than it is to predict small... So it just never predicts anything properly, Bill. Let's skip ahead.
Oh no, this is going to save us. Bill Nye's going to...
No, we burn it. We burn, burn, burn. Let's see what we got here. Hang on a second. What's the beginning all about anyway? I don't know. Maybe we'll read it another time. Bringing it all back home to Bill's house. Ugh, that place has probably seen a lot of rape, allegedly. One of the hardest things about discussing energy and climate change is trying to grasp the scale of the issues. Right, so far we realize that there is no scale because it's not real. People talk about climate change in global terms because it's a global problem. Bill, there's not even a globe. You're spiraling, you're a mess. Even when they talk about specific ideas like wind power, battery storage, or a better electric grid, they tend to describe them in sweeping nationwide or industry-wide and planet-wide terms. The conversation keeps turning to billions of people, millions of square... I'm not pointing fingers, I do it too. As you probably noticed, I did it plenty earlier in the chapters of this book. Hang on, let me go back and read where you did it. Hang on, is that where you did it, Bill? All right. As I mentioned at the start of the chapter, I have family members who work blue-collar, quote-unquote, working man jobs in the South. Bill doesn't have a working job man job. He has a parasite man job. He suckles off people like a literal mosquito. Oh, Bill, I know the rumors about you on set, buddy. The grabbing, the perversion. A three-year-old boy is not a three-year-old girl. The way things are going, man, you might want to get to know your neighbors and stuff, because the more these economies and stuff start crashing, people just don't give a fuck anymore, you know? I've spent a lot of time with them. I love my family. I understand the appeal of a stock car race. Really, Bill? Is that why? Because you can probably find a victim? By the way, I don't have evidence that Bill Nye is a pedophile. I'm alleging it. Based on rumors, my intuition, some people have alleged it. The fact he says three-year-old boys can be three-year-old girls is material child abuse. By the way, he autographed this to me. I've interviewed him. I've been around the little creep, his little hands. But for the record, I'm not saying he is a pedophile. The odds are really high in my opinion. And Bill, I have a right to an opinion. You think the world's a spinning ball that's getting warmer even though it's getting colder. So I think you're probably a pedophile. And so I'm going to burn your book. And all my buddies are going to get really excited. It's just exciting and I'm all for it. I just want NASCAR to adopt to the new mainstream. I want the circuit to produce vehicles that could compete in races anywhere in the world and win. I want the racing series to spin off new tech that will do more with less.
That's kind of your theme these days, isn't it, globalists? You want us to do more with less. Do you give up your planes and your cars and your pedophilia? You seem to be indulging quite a bit in your little appetites, huh, Bill? Oh, the fire's blazing?
Yeah. NASCAR, I want now. Let's get to it here, guys. Bill Nye, the science guy, saving the world with his propaganda book. What a stupid piece of shit. He thinks three-year-old boys are girls. That literally leads to 40% suicide rate. All right, let's take a look at another page. So how can we use the enormous infrastructure more efficiently? Well, we could kill the pedophiles.
I'm just speculating. Because his policy ideas would lead to mass death.
I keep coming back to the standard of a person riding a bike.
Something about these guys and bikes.
Riding 100 kilometers, just over 60 miles.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks for letting me know in the parentheses.
Takes about 1,100 kilojoules of food. That is the energy equivalent of 900 miles per gallon. A bike is 30 times as efficient as a car.
Yeah, but what about the black people that keep stealing our bikes? Are you ready to face that? You ready to face that, Bill? Ready to face the blacks that steal the bikes? Book burnings are so wholesome. Literally, they are. This is what I needed tonight. This is what everybody needs.
But, yeah. Where do you get your bikes from, Bill? Who's your hookup?
Bill Nye's legacy up in smoke. Oh, I know. This would kill him. Dude, he autographed this to me personally. Because I used to do a physics podcast at Caltech. Dude, my life story, the reason I've been so shamed and censored, my life story is not a good time for liars.
Oh, I'm Benjamin's just a shame, crazy comedian.
I've interviewed Nobel Prize winners, heads of NASA, Bill Nye, Kip Thorne, at Caltech with leading physicists because physicists seem to like my vibe because I understand what they're saying. Uh-oh, and I don't think the Earth's a spinning ball. I don't think we went to the moon. I don't think dinosaurs exist. I know for a fact that global warming's a lie. Evolution's a lie. Transgenderism is gender dysphoria. It's actually a mental condition.
All right. So let's get back to the books, or the bikes. That is the energy equivalent of the dead 900 miles per gallon.
Right, but you can't like get to work and back, and black people keep stealing them.
We definitely didn't go to the moon?
Yeah, and the world isn't a spinning ball. It's actually easier to prove that than the moon. You can do it in your, you know, just 8 inches per mile squared, guys. And just think about how planes would work. How would a hot air balloon work when the Earth is spinning at faster than the speed of sound at all times? 66,000 miles an hour in an ellipse around the sun?
No.
How would an atmosphere exist next to an infinite vacuum? Doesn't nature abhor a vacuum? Diffusion? Diffusion of molecules? See, I'm too fucking smart to be tricked like that. That's what makes this so difficult for these people, and I'm not scared of them at all. His lab coat is probably just covered in his own jizz.
A bike is 30 times more efficient as a car.
Yes, but you can't, like, put your groceries and your kids in your bike, Bill, you fucking retard.
Without factoring in all the other things, such as materials and energy to create the car or bike or the devastating effects of carbon.
Right, if you're just like a strolling, hypothetically, Bill, if you're hypothetically a single pedophile and you're just trying to go from park to park and you want to fit in with kids, a bike is your move. 66,000 miles per hour seems a little high. Right. Yeah, it's good Lord, is it bad? And I know people get mad at me. Don't care. The gravy flood is here, and it's really fun. You can sleep at night and realize you're not on a ball. Guys, there's no movement. Nothing's moving.
Dude, there's no curve.
Water finds its level. Do you, when you go up 40,000 feet and you know how the atmosphere, you know how the horizon is a straight line still? If it was a ball, it wouldn't do that. The horizon finds its line, right?
It's not a ball. Nothing. the stars, the North Star hasn't moved in, you know, observably since at least before the pyramids. And the other stars move like this. Dude, just trust me on this. It's not a ball. Okay? It's also not getting warmer. There's also no evolution. And three-year-old boys aren't three-year-old girls. Dinosaurs were made up by the Royal Society. There's no Russia collusion. And coronavirus is just a rebranded allergy season to crash the economy. I've gotten to the bottom of quite a bit. All right. So how can you use the enormous... All right, this fucking bike. On a bike, our bodies drive our legs, which pushes the pedals to create a circular motion that is transformed into the rear wheel via a chain. I feel like he's used to trying to impress kids. We get it, Bill. Are you going to give me a five-hour lecture on the difference between kinetic and potential energy? About a big rock that goes up a hill versus down a hill? You think that's going to blow my mind, buddy? I know how you work your crowds, how you groom your audience, which is in turn connected to the wheels. Whoa, no way. So you're telling me the paddle, the drivetrain of a bike is connected to the wheels? Man, your blue-collar family must think you're super-duper smart and doesn't even know how to relate to you, Bill. He sounds gay? No. He's probably gay, but also... I think he sounds like he likes children. That's my opinion. I have a right to have an opinion. I'm a comedian. I'm just joking, guys. It's all a big joke, Bill. Either way, the series of parts is generally called the drivetrain. Dude, you probably blow your family's mind. They're like, man, we like NASCAR, but that Bill, cousin Bill, he sure is smart. He knows that a bicycle is called a drivetrain with the pedals. A quick comparison shows how much the moving parts matter. Bicycle drivetrains are generally well over 90% effective, whereas the very smoothest automobiles top out around 75%. Bill, you're retarded. I don't know how else to put it, buddy. Getting people to abandon their cars in favor of bicycles sounds like a great idea, until they find out about black people. I would sure like to live in a world like that. I bet you would, Bill, you little sick pervert. Again, I'm not saying he is a pedophile. I'm just not saying he isn't. Anybody that publicly pushes for trans kids has already crossed a line with me where I don't give a flying fuck if you're offended by me accusing Bill Nye of allegedly being a pedophile. Because if you sexualize a three-year-old and you say that even though he's a boy, he can be a gender girl if he relates, you're sexualizing a child, Bill. You're revealing your inner world to us. And I'm going to burn it. I'm going to burn it. I can't wait to burn it. All right. Bill always gave me the creeps as a kid. All right. I think electric vehicles are going to be a huge part of the solution. Where do you get electricity, Bill? Coal plants? You dumb piece of human excrement? They provide the kind of personal mobility that people crave. Use the word crave? What are you, a 15-year-old girl writing to her boyfriend? I crave you. Do you crave chocolates like you're a postmenopausal chick who's ran out of wine? All right. They provide the kind of personal mobility that people crave, and they have the potential to provide it using clean, renewable, generated electricity. Let me guess what your plan is, Bill. You get all the creepy anuses you want, and the bankers who fund you are trying to push people into wanting an existence where they don't have the ability of having a car, where they have to pedal around on their bike with these really highly controlled communities, where they don't have access to even gasoline or energy because that would give them too much freedom. Then you're going to have large swaths of wilderness so that you can bring back all these endangered species. But in that area, it will be the aquifers controlled by the banks. And people would be relegated to urban environments, completely green, quote unquote, which means no personal freedom whatsoever. Smart meters letting them know how much energy they're allowed to have. Smart refrigerators telling them how much food they're allowed to eat. With they can go as far as a bicycle can take them, and their only solace in this world of atheistic controlled hell is the sodomy they're permitted at their local disco pumpy pumpy bar. Is that kind of what you're pushing, Bill? Do you think that we really believe that the world is getting so hot we have to give up all of our freedom to allow for globalistic control of every move we make? You're fucking insane, Bill. And tell your banker bosses that your words make great kindling. A railroad train does a lot better all around. Yeah, because you can also control it. You can control where people go on a train. And if people live in an urban environment with pedals and controlled energy, surveillance states with 5G and drones and all that can track every single move any person makes at all times. Why would someone want to do that, Bill? Because it's the most efficient way to exploit tax cattle. Am I getting close, buddy? Disco, pumpy, pumpy. Bill Nye probably doesn't even know what I know about all this. He's probably, allegedly, simply a pedophile who's allowed to indulge himself with fame and money and accolades and as much child sex as he can possibly get his grubby little hands on. And all he has to do is use his brand, which is somehow a science guy, even though my wife, who's a stay-at-home mom, actually has a higher degree than him in science. He's not even scientific. To push this on stupid people so they beg for their own enslavement. Do you see why book burnings are fun? Isn't this great? I hate pedophilia. Yeah, we all do, Cringe Panda. Literally, even pedophiles do. It was funny when Tucker took him apart on air. Bill is a total retard. Yeah. Science rules, practically chemical reactions between his book. Oh, yeah. You want to see some real science? So we're about to do a chemical reaction where the flame, this paper turns into, as you can see, the adiabatic heating and cooling. The adiabatic, the warm air rises, releasing the moisture. I call it causing the rain shadow with adiabatic. Pumpy, pumpy, disco. First, we let the kids choose their sex, then who they have sex with. Right, exactly. It's exactly. If a child has the authority to choose their gender, they have the authority of choosing who they have sex with. We get it, Bill. Bill Nye. All right, moving our masses. By the way, guys, always be wary of people who refer to you as a mass. Masses. As I write, I'm living a divided life. I bet you are, Bill. Some of the time I'm a New Yorker or a Washingtonian relying almost entirely on subway systems that effectively, if not stylishly, carry 1¾ of a billion passengers a year. Imagine arranging for the moments of that many of anything. It's remarkable. I bet you do obsess about controlling people, don't you, Bill? You want to be a train conductor, huh? Who publishes nonsense, BB? I already burned that page. Actually, wait a minute. We might be able to find it at the end. Someone want to look it up? Who published Bill Nye the Pedo Guy? Probably like Simon & Schuster or Penguin or something. Penguin. So ridiculous. They won't even let us go to Antarctica to look at him. So, by the way, I'm not recommending hurting Bill Nye. Don't touch Bill Nye. Bill Nye is on his own thing. I have a right to do this as a free American. Bill Nye has not achieved his goals. I can sit here and do this. I'm not encouraging anyone to do anything. I don't even know for sure Bill Nye is a pedophile. I allege it because it's been alleged to me. And I've triangulated it with my logic. It's still not 100%, so I'm not saying that he is for sure. As I write, God, it's remarkable. And then some of the time, I'm a commuter making my way to Planetary Society office, cursing the traffic on the 101, the 105, and the 134, the 405 freeway. Right, you're consuming gasoline in Los Angeles. Without the energy to wrap my head around mega projects like a Hyperloop train, resigned to a life in which I have an account for all kinds of extra minutes, hours, of travel time because of car wrecks and traffic delays due to the overcrowding of the roads. Kind of want to kill the people, Bill? Is that why you push abortion? You want less traffic? Speaking of roads, God, this guy's such a terrible writer. I got to write my book, man. I got to write How to Slay a Wizard. I have a hard time even reading most books because the writing is so atrocious. Speaking of roads is the next sentence. That's in the start of his next sentence. Speaking of roads, what about trucks? Is it such a good idea that trucks use the same rights of way as cars do? The drivers of each, I bet you hate trucks, truck drivers, don't you? So masculine, makes pedophiles. Oh, I'm not saying you are one, Bill, but masculine vehicles and people probably give you the, makes you squirm, right? Making fundamental changes to how we use the roads may not be easy, but we might all be happier for it. That's probably what you say before you try to sodomize somebody, huh, Bill? Might not be easy, but everyone will be happier for it in the end, huh? You sick piece of shit, Bill Nye. I can't believe he's this bad. I didn't know he was this bad, dude. All right. Trucks and ship cleaner and more efficient might not be such a bad thing if there were economic incentives. Oh, you mean tax the living shit out of all businesses until you can monopolize it with a one-world corporate structure, Bill? Is that what you're getting at? Is that your economic incentives? I'll have more on this later. Horrible writing. But if a truck or ship had to pay for the CO2 it puts in the air, who do they pay? You, Bill, or your bosses? Who do they pay for their CO2? Should someone pay for exhaling? I just let out CO2. Who should I pay, Bill? Because guess what? I will never pay to breathe out of my lungs. Nor will I ever pay to burn your fucking book, you sick little weasel. Who is his demographic? Very, very few people. Dumb people, women, homosexuals. All right. Perverts, city dwellers, atheists, psychopaths, people who want to control other people, gamma males, people with horrible dads. It's actually quite a big audience. The motivation to do more with less would be driving our ships on smoother seas, and our trucks would roll more efficiently even when it's squishy rubber tires. The theme seems to keep being do more with less, but I don't think you apply that to yourself, Bill. It's almost like you're trying to steal from us. And I am Owen of House Bear. I am the big bear. You are not my master, Bill Nye. Neither is your banker boss. I will sit here and dismantle you by a fire until you shut your fucking mouth. Or you get enough anxiety where you start spewing bullshit publicly so more people see how ridiculous you are. He'll see this, by the way. He autographed this to me. I'm burning it. His ego is so big, he'll probably have to watch this entire video. Someone will send it to him. I know what you're up to, Bill. I'll never stop. Oh, and we all know you're full of shit. You're full of shit. You want to control people? You want to make people think they're the virus? That they shouldn't breathe without giving money? Oh, we got some burn. Burn, burn, burn. Got it, baby. Yes. Bill Nye, the Shylock guy. It's not even about Grabber. It's about pervert. You have to understand, the Grabber uses these type of men. These type of men are worse than the Grabber. What I mentioned, that a passenger's quality of life on a subway train is surprisingly good. Probably is for someone who likes groping people on trains. My New York based, maybe I'll smoke on a pistol. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking Peterson might be up to. I hope he finds Jesus, man. I hope he finds God. I hope he repents. I hope Bill Nye repents. I hope Bill Nye repents. Makes it right. Writes another book about how he's wrong and how he shouldn't manipulate people and how He now has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and he knows that God is true and that atheism is a bunch of fucking lies. I want that for him, and I would see him as a hero if he did it. How's that? How's that shit? Why don't you butter your biscuit with that? And that's real, man. I'm not just saying that. The worse someone is, the more wicked someone is, the more off the rail someone is, when they correct it, it can be a very beautiful thing. Bill, I'm rooting for you, buddy. I am. Do the right thing. Because the farther away from God you are when you come back, it inspires people. Bill, I used to be a sexual deviant, except for me, it was adult women that really wanted me. And I know with you, it's significantly different. But I know what it's like to waste women's time and be part of sin. The farther, if Bill Nye made the change back, it would inspire the shit out of people. Jesus loves you. Dude, Jesus does love Bill Nye. Or what Bill Nye could be. I think currently, I don't know how that works. I'm not going to speak on that. I don't see how that's possible in Bill's current state. But theoretically, yes. All right. What I mentioned that a passenger's quality of life on a subway train is surprisingly good. My New York-based editor, even in the Corona scare, when you guys are all just like, oh my God, Corona, you think the subway's a good time? All right.
Is the moon behind me?
Yes, that's that's the full moon behind me. Holy shit, that's really intense. I didn't even realize that was just sitting on my head. Man, things are getting really, really, really intense. As I'm just, I just accidentally, like the moon was just resting on my head. The odds of that are like 1 in 100,000. All right. Yeah, repent, Bill. Oh, thanks for the subscription. Yeah. Really awesome. Yeah, it's the moon. It's right. It's sitting on my head. I mean, I don't know how to handle that. Train riders read their e-books. They consume propaganda. Or listen to their podcast, consuming propaganda, unless it's the Bear Stream, Vox Day, Crow 777, DITRH. Or actually talk with someone next to them. I know. Very troubling to even consider. Yeah, there's rapists in this world, Bill. You know any? So I'm a believer in mass transit. I bet you are, Bill. You can probably get a nice grope in before you exit stage left. I know I'm being aggressive, but this is very funny to me. Just for those of you listening without seeing the chat, people are laughing a lot. This is very therapeutic for us, the degraded masses, where these people want to control us and make us ride little bikes. I have to go, I'm not going to say exactly, but double digits to my P.O. box every day. I don't want people to triangulate my location. Some know where I live. That doesn't really matter. I couldn't do it on a bike. My wife has two little kids, and she's pregnant with a third. We can't operate on a bike, Bill. The fact we have to pay for our gas, an exorbitant amount of money for gas, to make our life work is not our fault, Bill. You're putting people in a position where if they don't buy a $150,000 broken piece of shit Tesla car made by an actor named Elon Musk that jumped on the scene out of nowhere in a story that makes no sense, we're the bad guys. Bill, we're the ones who make your food, who fix your plumbing, who fix your... Like, the world doesn't exist without people like us. I'm one of the least valuable of my people, Bill, and I'm incredibly valuable. Like, Bill can't even have sex with a normal person. No one loves him. And here he is, page after page, telling us how we should all ride little bikes. The fact none of his predictive models came true, that the Earth was warming, even though it's cooling, it's really true, though, because it's the ocean, and the ocean's cooling, but El Niño. Ah, fuck you, Bill. All right, I'm going to another page. Rise of the taxi pod, robo-truck, and bioplane. Bill, you already know that there's planes that fly on compressed air. Some of your buddies fly them all over the world. You know the ultra-rich, the people who pay for your... Fuck Bill Nye. Who pay for his shit propaganda. They have planes that don't require gasoline. You know that, right? Bill, do you know that? We're not allowed on those. We have to pay a 9/11 fee... plus the ridiculous amount of money for jet fuel and go through a humiliating experience to get on our plane where they rub down our genital area if they feel like it and zap us with radiation. Then someone like me who's 6'8", who can't afford first class, has to sit with his knees up near his chin next to a fat person, potentially, for 6 hours as my back slowly withers when I used to be a road comedian. Okay, we're not, Bill, it's not up to us. And the earth isn't getting warmer, and the earth isn't a globe, and it isn't spinning, and there's no evolution, and your bioplane and all that nonsense, it already exists, Bill. We know you've been on the planes. And now, your legacy, Bill, is just a burning book. Look at that. Look at this, Bill. Bill, that's what I thought of your shit book. Thanks for the autograph, piece of shit. I get felt up every time, literally, every time. Yeah, God forbid you have a homosexual aisle boy, whatever they're called, that might recognize you from a movie or something, but the fact you're slumming it in coach, they feel they can eye fuck you and say real inappropriate stuff to you while they're giving you peanuts. Is that my fault, Bill? Oh my God, you're in the house money? No way. Here's some peanuts on that. Yeah, because they think I don't have any money because I'm in coach. They can just kind of eye fuck me, Bill. Well, you're on your little pedo planes fueled by air. All right, time for some good stuff. Now I'm going to read three letters from bears and I'm going to go to bed. Anyone else dying with belly laugh right now? Yeah, this is very funny and therapeutic. Bill Nye sucks. That's why his show got canceled, because no one fucking cared. Keep crushing, Big Bear. Whoa. Holy shit. It's extremely generous. That's insane. Love you, Big Bear, and your growing family. Praise be to God. The spirit of Logos has sent this to you. Yeah, I mean, you just changed my week, buddy. Holy shit. I know I'm swearing a lot tonight, but I've told people in the past that I do watch my language on the day streams, but at night when I'm burning books or playing piano, you know. It's been fun, Owen. Thank you, Bronze Star Bear. And God bless you, buddy. Just some more supplies sent to the front lines. Yeah, I can get a goat. I can literally do some things with this. I shook your hand in Hobart and tossed some coin in the tip jar, and you said, you're the man, and I said, no, you're the man. You said that the super chat, you're the man, was something, and I say, no, Owen, you are the one who is generous. Oh, I said you were generous. Look, I crave the right side up world. I refuse to do anything, but I'm going to do something really good with this. I'm going to do something that will make this guy really, I know exactly what he's feeling. All right, let me finish this and then hang on. I refuse to do anything but shun the upside down that we currently live in. Yes, Owen, let's take it back. Do not thank me for the supplies I sent to the front lines. No, I get it. You're doing the right thing. I'm going to make you proud with it somehow. I got to think of something. I know you don't want me to be like gushing over that. I get it, dude. I get it. I just got to think of something good. Thank you and praise Logos. I have nothing to enjoy or share that hasn't come from Logos. I've been fighting the upside down my whole life, but recently have been really getting fired up. Maybe you can tell by how many exclamation points I have said. Ha. God blessing Logos Rising. Keep crushing, Big Bear. Sincerely, Hobart guy, man. Wow. P.S. This is for you. Please don't share with your friends who identify themselves as rejectors of Logos. Oh, okay. Hang on. Hang on 1 second. All right, hang on. Right. I get it. Genius. I got it, dude. I'm on it. Dude, because when you are forced to give all your money to taxes and shit, it feels so good to support something you like. Dude, I've been there a million times, man. It does make me feel, very, very grateful. Very grateful. Dude, but if you ever need anything from me, man, for real, let me know. I got your back. I totally understand where you're coming from, dude. Some people, I can tell that guy truly doesn't want praise, public admiration. You know, there's something so beautiful and true about that. It's not like the grabbers that are like, Ira spent $1 million on this corner of the hospital. Now everyone tell Ira he's so good at everything. But I want to do something great with that. I feel like he just wants me to keep crushing, which I will, but. All right. Dear Big Bear, I was washing dishes the other day, and a fleeting thought came into my head that caused me to laugh out loud. What was the thought? Oh, by the way, the reason that guy's getting fired up is because things are going really good. Like, he can feel it. Dude, that Hobart show, like, E. Michael Jones was there. Everybody was, dude, the Kurgan flew in from Europe. It was like, and look at what's happening right now. Like, all these people are screeching and freaking out all around us, and we're just feeling great. And I know I'm not alone. A lot of people, I can tell by the vibe that you're finally seeing it. You're finally seeing that, like, some of these opulent tricks and illusions of idols and all that, you're finally seeing through it, you know? It took like 5 straight years of just Hollywood humiliating itself, and now like CNN being like, Joe Biden is just really good. I don't know, I can finally see it. I can finally see, because people are so trained to envy money and celebrity, and it doesn't matter if you're based and you're crushing. Like, when people see famous people, sometimes they're like, hey, no way, dude. And I think people are finally like, man, that guy's got a shit life. I don't know. Dude, you have a moon over your head. Things are going great. That's exactly right, man. I have a moon over my head. There we go. Dear Baby Air, I was washing dishes the other day and a fleeting thought came into my head that caused me to laugh out loud. What was the thought, you ask? I was thinking about the 1973 tennis match between Riggs, a 55-year-old man, and Billie Jean King, a woman and now confirmed lesbian. At the time, Billie Jean King was one of the top players in women's tennis. I laughed at this thought because Bobby's last name is Riggs, and he lost to a woman. This loss added to the momentum of the feminist movement in the U.S. Yeah, his name was Riggs. And Billie Jean is not a man's lover. I mean, you got to give it to the Wizards. Sometimes it's very funny. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a lesbian. Riggs is rigging the match. They're telling us right in our face. Also, if you look up Bobby Riggs and in Wikipedia, one can see Bobby Riggs is listed as a gambler con man. Dude, my buddy Kirk Fox, who's this great comedian, he used to be a pro tennis player, and he's in his 50s. I can totally see him doing something like this. You know Kirk Fox, right? He's like, dude, I want this joke that he says is, oh, he's so fucking funny. He's had a kid this year, too. No, last year. I'm so happy for him. But he goes, so, and he's like 6'5", ex-pro tennis player, legend. But he's just like, he's like, so I'm sitting in the steam room and a man sits next to me and says, hey, I'm gay. I own a yacht. I own a plane. I'm the sous chef of the best restaurant down the street. I can run a 40 in 4 seconds. He goes, shh, you had me at I'm gay. Because he's just making fun of the gay world. The whole, like, I'm gay. It's like, it'd be great to see the fire again. Crushing. So do you think if it would be any stretch of the imagination that the match was rigged from the start for a man to lose to a woman in a very public tournament to push the feminist agenda? We know the answer to this question. Without your insights, otherwise known as gravy, I never would have had eyes to see through such nonsense. Thank you, Big Bear. Slanty Eyes Bear. And thank you for the super chat, Slanty Eyes Bear. It's very generous. Yeah, rigs. He rigged it. And Billie Jean is not your lover. YouTube, Kirk Fox, Bird Flu. Dude, he's so funny. Me and him did the Aspen Comedy Festival together once in 2006. That's where we bonded. And so I kept getting all these, like, commercial deals where I'd be able to be, like, the writer of, like, commercials, and I'd just be in them. Because I was one of the biggest comedians on MySpace. The people have always loved me. Just kidding. But for real, though. And Head and Shoulders paid me to, like, work on this script and shoot this thing called Heckle You in Montana, where two hecklers take over the world of professional sports and change it all. And, dude, first guy I thought of was Kirk Fox, and we shot it all in Montana. It was so good. Because I used to be able to hire all my friends. Then I wrote Gay Town for Sony. It was the inverse of reality, which became reality. That's why I don't always believe in pre-programming. I think that art just pre-programmed. Like, art can see the future. Really funny stuff, though. It's not, like, pro-gay. It's pro, like, just funny, you know? And he was the my dog haircut dresser. He's like, your dog wants to be a lion. It's my little dog, Benny. I was using someone else's dog, this little poodle. And I was a closet heterosexual. And I was like, no, I just want a normal guy. He's like, your dog wants to be a lion. And he gave him this, like, lion cut. He's like, that's a handsome boy right there. And everybody was always suspicious that I was heterosexual. Because I just was never into, like, lion, like, elaborate dog cuts. So true how Gay Town has become reality in some places. Yeah, I wasn't pre-programming. It's art. That's why when people are like, look at this shit. And everybody knew something. I was like, dude, watch Gay Town. There's a straight pride parade. There's the Rain Bros, where the gay gang that kept trying to beat me up. I was a closet heterosexual with a fake boyfriend who had a girlfriend on the side that no one knew about. The religion was the Mormons, not the Mormons. It was like, you need many, many men. We're the Mormons. Very funny stuff. But it's like I had to do, remember the guy? I got to hire all these people too. And no one acted wispy. It wasn't like, oh my God, everybody played it completely straight. And my dad was like, he made his fortune in the bedazzling business. And I he was super rich, and my buddy had this giant house. He's from old Jewish money in LA, so we got to use his house. And me going home to see dad, and I played my twin brother, like split screen. You know, my twin brother was a tennis pro, flaming homo, mustache, and I was like, yeah, I'm seeing the mayor. I'm polishing his Capitol dome, if you know what I'm saying. Yes, and I was just this like. Just very uncomfortable, just like, Dad, I don't want to play catch. I want to play catch with Mom. He's like, what? You're a bedazzler, son. It was just all upside down. And I'm not gonna lie, it was a brilliant series. Oh my God, I need the VHS. Yeah, they erased a lot of it though, because I think it started coming so true, it got weird for people. It's funnier today than when you first did it. Yeah. My comedy, literally, it takes at least 3 years for it to really hit. Like, when I first did How to Be Married and Not Be Murdered, people weren't laughing. And then it got 2.5 million views on YouTube because people were like, I'm like, didn't used to get laughs because I'm always early. 14 years early. Yeah, it's like, I hired Keegan from Key and Peele. He was the weatherman that me and him used to have him and my twin brother would have a flirtatious arrangement. Like, my twin brother was the weatherman. He was like, we got a cold front coming in hard and strong. It's going to wake you up. 7 inches pounding you all night long. And Key from Key and Peele would be like, oh, tell me more. And he's like, then on Wednesday, the winds are going to blow you hard, toss you all over town. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, yes, I know what you're saying. And then there was a scene where I played my own twin brother in tennis. And I started getting pretty good at directing, where I could split screen it. So it appeared I was literally playing myself in tennis. And I was just crushing my brother, who was a partial pro tennis player, but I just wasn't gay. So I'm just like, just down the line, just hard crushing. And he's just wearing short shorts. It's me. He's wearing short shorts and just always posing. And he has a little racket. And he's like, unfair. He's like, I'm the tennis player. And I'm just like, yeah, but I'm not gay though. And then I finally come out as heterosexual and I have a straight pride parade. And there's like all these dudes blowing windmills and stuff in slow motion, like looking at me. And I'm like, and I finally come clean. But the guy who played Johnny Cochran in Seinfeld, remember the glove don't fit guy? So he was the local police. And that's why I think they buried this, because I think they thought I was pro-gay at the time. And then as time went on, they realized it was just funny. This happens to me all the time. It's kind of like the movie 300. Like, I think they thought it was gay, and then they realized it's just pure logos crushing. And they're like, oh, shit, we got to do a sequel that sucks. But so I was doing fantasy baseball in park bathrooms, like really fad. You know, it would show like feet under the, like under the stall, and then he'd come over and be like, yeah, man, I get Ken Griffey Jr. I'm like, oh, man, that's a really good pick. And then I get busted because he was an undercover detective. And, you know, the dude from Seinfeld was like, are you doing the baseball in there? And I'm like, no. He's like, I'm like, no, I'm gay, I swear. He's like, what's your favorite type of cheese? And I'm like, Swiss. He's like, Swiss? And I'm like, I like charcuterie platters. He's like, all right, that checks out. How sharp is that cheddar? Exactly. How sharp is that cheddar? And then, my boyfriend, who's now just this huge director, but he's such a liberal freak retard, but he played my closet boyfriend. He's like, or he played my beer. He's like, why don't you ever want to touch me? And I'm like, I'm just not ready. It was really funny. And so all the gays, all the Hollywood elites who like latched on to it, they're like, this is brilliant. And as time went on, they're like, I think he's mocking us. Want to know what else was like that? Was Shylock Holmes with a lot of grabbers. Shylock Holmes, a lot of grabbers at first thought that I was mocking people who made fun of Jews. Because I was like, these Jews. And they're like, huh, huh, huh. And then over time, they're like, huh, huh, huh. And I'm like, these Jews. And they're like, Same thing happened with Gaytown launched me big with a lot of these homosexual elite types, because they're like, yeah, yeah, flip it but I wasn't a part of that at all. I was just the comedian. I was just the writer, director. And as time went on, by the end, they weren't even checking them. They were just like, you turned it in? I'm like, yeah. They're like, and they had paid me all kinds of money and shit. And it's like, that's why people don't get how I slip through a lot of this shit in Hollywood. I'm like, because retards never get the joke for a while. Grabbers didn't get it right away. No, no. A lot of them thought I was mocking conspiracy guys that called out Jews. Dude, this is a really funny. All right, so Devin Stack texts me about it. We're like chatting later about it. He goes, I thought you were making fun of us. He was like, I couldn't read it. Like, I couldn't tell if you were making fun of us or grabbers. I'm like, grabbers. As soon as you say shy, the hand starts sweating. No, but dude, I'm telling you, like, Zionists thought it was really funny at first. They're just like, I'm done. Stomach muscle toasted. Oh, sweet. God, we got to get this up on Unauthorized. This is a fucking great stream. Do they keep asking to be your key grip? Exactly. That's hilarious. Yeah, Stack was like, oh, Stack is a legend. But at first he was like, I couldn't tell where you were coming from with it. Where's he been? Crushing? Yeah, I think he's working on a documentary. It's a brilliant idea. he did a call out to his people. He wants to do like a found footage documentary from the point of view of the Day of the Rope character. Brilliant. Speaking of, that's why when people think that I was this like Hollywood charlatan grifter guy, ask anybody that was part of my crew or look at my career at all. It's just, that's why so many people know I'm not. At no point, like, listen, I used to be pro-choice and pro-gay marriage, but I think a lot of us did simply because of programming. I never had a pregnant girl, or I thought that the gay marriage thing, I had libertarian values of like, keep the state away from the gays. And because my dad was a closet homo, I always wanted to figure out a way to love him and see why he was hurting our family so much. So I had this odd desire to justify homosexuality because of my dad. Everything else, I was never cucked. I was never one of those guys that was like, I have to play the game. I want to tell a story, but I think it might be illegal. All right. There's a situation where a giant casting director, I'm not going to give any details, but a giant casting director when I was first in LA got in my face and was like, you just threw that guy over a car? This is all alleged. This could be complete fiction. This could be totally a joke. I'm just joking. This is all alleged. And this person was like, because someone tried to fight my friend at a party, so like Oswego Trash in LA, I took him, I ripped his clothes off, I threw him over a car, and I told him to walk down the hill. And I was like, if you come up, I will fuck you up. But I just wanted to humiliate him so he didn't come back in the party. Needless to say, women were ovulating because all they knew was homosexuality and soy. But this one giant casting director was like, I'm one of the biggest casting directors in LA. And you just dented my car, you animal. And this human being started poking my chest. This is all fiction. This is all alleged. So I just spit in their face. This is potentially fiction. I just spit in their face. And I said, if you ever poke me again, I'll spit in your face again. And they're like, I'm going to ruin you. I will ruin you. You'll never work again. I'm like, Dude, no disrespect to my family. I'm not saying what this thought is good. I no longer think this way. But I was like, in my mind, I'm like, those two super hot girls over there are eye fucking me now because they think I'm an animal. And I am an animal. I don't give a shit what you cast. I just humiliated the bad guy. And now I'm going to go back into the party. Be like, if you ever try another power thing on me again, I will spit in your face again. This all alleged is potentially fiction. Ironically, that evening, people in the party witnessed the event that had significantly more power than that human being and was like, this guy's awesome. They're like, I want to be close to this guy a ton and he'll protect me. BB, you have no power, grabber. I don't know what that means exactly, but I take that as a... Such a great story. Yeah, it's a great story. So everything about it was alleged. Dude, I was like 23. Damn, BB, we could have had done good times. Yeah. Potentially fiction. Yes. This alleged potential fiction is awesome. Yeah, it's total potential fiction. You should have punched that. It could have allegedly been a woman. I don't know. Oh, how dare you? Dude, someone's doing this to your... This is fiction. Nothing I just said could be, it might completely not be true. All I know is I don't give a fuck who you are. These days I wouldn't do something like that. But when I'm a 22-year-old buck in Los Angeles who just got in a fight with a stranger, getting high fives all over, and someone comes in and starts calling me names and poking my chest, someone's getting spit on. Maybe, potentially, because there's a group of people that you can't punch. This is all hypothetical. Nothing is wrong with this joke. It's a joke. Love this story? Yeah. The grab was always poked the chest. Dude, I not only do I not apologize for it, it might have been the best thing that ever happened to this human being. Literally poking the bear, allegedly. Yeah. and you're a comedian. Bad idea. Oh, right. Long walk down the Hollywood Hills. Right. And people were just like, you can do that? I'm like, yes. I'm from a town riddled with pedophilia because we made the dumb mistake of bringing in a bunch of grabbers during World War II that clearly infiltrated a lot of places of power. So the best way to handle anyone trying to put power over you is refuse at all costs and turn the tables immediately. But what happens then? Look at the way that girl's looking at me. It's like, just literally like, you just protected the tribe. It's like, but, and by the way, no one was mad at me because that human being, allegedly, was a vicious person. Vicious. Hypothetically, potentially, allegedly, yeah. And runs into a rollerblading, right. All right. I grew up in a base boys club. They would let us fair fight out back. That's perfect. I always loved on the headbutts. Headbutts are devastating. I've been hit. I've been shaken by headbutts. I've never headbutted anybody. I'm too tall. But someone shorter than me can I don't want to give anyone ideas, but I don't drink anymore. Like, I'm never in these positions, so it doesn't even matter. Someone shorter than me, if you ever want to knock me unconscious, headbutt me in the jaw, chin area. The grabber has no power over BB. Oh, yeah. Dear Big Bear, your reading of the letter you wrote to Amy's grandma was very moving. I was recently asked by my and grandmother and grandfather's funeral. It was hard to get through it. As I read, it felt like I was being exorcised of some of my own former demons. But I got through it standing there on a church altar with faith. Love it. Love that. I've written you before, and thank you for reading my letters and sending the Christmas card of your family. You truly have been an inspiration to me as a fellow traveler in the entertainment industry who, by leaving, was able to keep your dignity. I became a huge fan a year ago and a half when my now fiancé had left me after 4 years of dating in New York City. Too many pornos and years of city living left me without logos, and so I never proposed. After watching your stream, I garnered confidence and proposed last winter. She and I now live in rural Vermont and are getting married in August. I love it. Everything's working. You need a good vertical to headbutt BB's chin, though? No, someone who's like 5'10" can headbutt me in the chin. Because the way you headbutt someone is you try and get some sort of leverage, like, bam, like you want to pull in, you know, it's kind of like kneeing somebody. And so one time I got headbutted hard by a little Filipino and I buckled. All right. Standing at 6'4" and a former drunk, my old bear name was taken from my nickname Big Cat Bear based on Will Ferrell's character in Old School. But since I've been sober for almost 8 years and I need to shed my skin, can I be re-bearified as Green Mountain Bear? I love Green Mountain. I used to live in Saranac, man. I went to school in Plattsburgh. It's very close. Didn't Amy get you once? Yeah, Amy once headbutted me hard. She's headbutted me, like, I think, past twice. That's when we used to drink tequila way back in the day. And that Latina spark would get going. And that we'd get, like, we'd have those, like, hot arguments that would end up becoming very passionate. I don't want to talk about this on an internet situation, but, like, she's legit tough. Legit. And she's fearless. Dude, she's fearless. That's why I just kind of roll with the flow, because you know how, like, you can, like, posture with a girlfriend or something. I learned this very early with Amy, where if you're like, you try to, like, you know, do something. Yeah. Dude, Amy is just like me. She'll look at you in the eye like, what are you going to do, bitch? And it's crazy. Cause if you're not willing to hit a woman, which I'm not, it was just like a constant, like, bluff call situation where if we get in a crazy drunken argument, you guys know what I'm saying? Like a woman's just like doesn't, you know. Like it's just basically like, what are you gonna, and you're like, nothing. Cause there comes a point when like if you're arguing with a woman and she knows you're not gonna hit her, and you're trying to like posture like you're like this big bad bear, and then they're like, you're like, ah, you know, it's just like the chips are like, what are you gonna do? And I'm like, yeah, right, yeah, nothing. Nothing. Spud budding. But don't you know? You guys enjoying the stream? I'm telling some crazy, she will kill you. Dude, no, but she's like a really good athlete and she's really tough. She knows you're a sweetheart. Yeah, but she also knows I'm an animal though. But she knows that I have limits and they can push, but God tests as a whole. Yeah. Like, you can just keep escalating until a chick... Like, once she realizes that you have a limit, that's it. Fucking BB, don't tell the woman truth, Matrix brain. No, but it's... It doesn't work anyway. So it's good advice for what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, kicking a garbage can or, like, yelling and shit. When they call you on it... And if... Like, so that means it's pointless anyway. And so it's good to get all these things out before you have kids. So unless you're willing to beat your woman, which you shouldn't, just don't even posture. Because at some point, they'll try and call you on it. And then you're like, I had 2-5. I just was acting really... Because a man, if he calls you on it, you can fight that man. That's why you act righteous and avoid huge problems. Right. Don't get me wrong. Don't let him walk on you. Like, have the talks. Like, be stern. Like, don't give any, like, make sure that you command respect. But that whole, like, big ape posturing, dude, unless you're willing to hit, which don't. Because I feel like that would also do the same thing, I bet. I bet that couples get in such a dysfunctional relationship when people just keep escalating until people just like die, you know? Once you realize that you have limits, there's no point in posturing ever. BB, the moon was over your head in the perfect time. Oh, nice. It pays to be a good listener. Yeah. Then they gain all the power when you hit them. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, Fender Bender Bear. It's like the grabber, dude. The grabber functions a very similar way as the woman. Where it's like, if you strike them, they win the like the game of games. It's not even about like, can someone take a slap? It's about if you cross that line, you show that you have the pathology of a woman. Ironically, dude, it's so funny. So it's like, if you start freaking out, you're acting ironically like a woman. You need to have the calm, like, discernment and respect of a man. And so, dude, these things are tough lessons that I hope people learn early. Can't deny this. It's a mental battle with women. Yeah. And if you cross that line, they win. It's just like the Jews. It's like World War II, they legitimately probably killed 9 total in a rollerblading incident. There was 9 grabbers, rollerblading, and they wouldn't move in traffic. Na 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 na. You can't move your Volkswagen. And the Germans are like, and the grabbers are like, oh, we're not moving. Oh, and then and finally one German was like, I have had enough. And we've been paying ever since. 9 total grabbers were hit by 1 Subaru in World War II. 9 total. And not, and it just will never end. It just will never end. It's the same, dude, it's the same with hitting a woman. Don't get mad or even get better. Right, don't, God's law. It, you know, 9 times out of 10, never hit a woman. If a woman jumps out of a bush trying to stab you, don't think, like, that's a woman. No, if you see a human come at me, that's what would happen to me in this situation, allegedly. Someone pokes at me, my instinct is back down. You know, if she had, allegedly, this is all fiction, took a swing at me, I would have possibly popped her. Allegedly. Don't think like, oh, it's a woman. Dude, women can kill you. If it's a random woman that attacks you, just react. And that there is no problem with that. If it's your woman, no. I mean, unless she's trying to kill you. Unless she's got a weapon or something. But it's a game, dude. It's just like the grabbers. The grabbers just want to put you in debt. They're not actually going to try and kill you. You know? Don't let it make you bitter. Let it make you better. If you see a knife, hit her twice. Dude, if it's a fighting situation, react, allegedly, exactly how you would with anybody. Because it's like, what are you supposed to do? I'll never hit him up. You know, just stab. And then your kids don't have a father. You know? I'm not talking about your wife or girlfriend here. I mean, don't marry a chick that's even on the table. I'm talking about, theoretically, the people that are like, I would never hit a woman. It's like, dude, so a woman comes to me with a baseball bat. I'm taking out her knees. I'm using anything I can to knock her unconscious. But it has not, because at that point, it's not about being a woman. If it's your relationship, people can get in these really weird mind game things. Just like, never escalate, because then you lose. It's just like the grabber, guys. It's just like the grabber. All right. My ass hurts. I've been sitting on it weird. Ow. I can't stand it when dudes are like, never, under any circumstances, hit any woman for any reason. It's like, yeah? What if one comes at you with a knife and you're holding your child's hand? Well, I mean, so you're a liar. You haven't even thought it through. You're literally just posturing. What, do you want sex from people? Do you want sex? All right. Any questions before I go? Comedy de-escalates? Yeah, well, just know that, what are you going to do? Like, what's your end game? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to posture? The knife changes the situation? No, it doesn't. If someone is attacking you, you have a right to hit them. In all situations. The odds that, unless it's like, if it's your girl and you know they can't really hurt you, like if she's just drunk and mad and like, maybe through a headbutt. And it's just like, you just like hold them, like hug them and be like, stop. You know what people are capable of. You know, it's one thing to hold and be like, stop. It's like, yeah, he's just, you know, some people can get just irrational. Small people, it's fine. You know, you can discern. But if someone legitimately is trying to kill you, there's women that can kill men, you know? You can generally restrain a woman easy. No, exactly. Restraining is easy. And also, don't have those women in your life. Like, if you have a woman that's like, that you think it's like, is going to physically violently attack you, like, no. Because then if you hit her, you're going to prison. You're losing your kids. Thanks to Joe Biden's laws. I wouldn't hit my woman in normal circumstances. No, of course not. It's crazy. Big bear hug. Yeah, just get him to calm down. That was always our thing. Back when we used to like party, me and Aim, way back in the day. This is like 8-9 years ago. And she'd hold me back. It was not typically against each other. It was usually like just being in wild situations, you know. Just that much booze. Less lethal. All right. Exactly. Just ask Jim Goad. Why would happen with Jim Goad? If a woman tries to kill my kid or steal my kid, bets are off. Oh, yeah. Dude, obviously. Imagine a woman tries to steal your kid and you're like, I would never put my hand on a woman. Dude, those guys are such liars. They're either liars or they're just disgusting. Or they've just never thought about it. Women who attack you have no empathy. They're scarier than men. They're not scarier than men. I mean, they're women. But I need to quit BB saying that and play it when I need to calm down. Right. The wild times fueled by a steady diet of rage and narcotics. Right. For us, it was booze and me always being in front of people all the time. You know, that triggers girls' jealousies and all that stuff. And then that, in turn, would make me a worse boyfriend and more of more selfish, if you know what I mean. Because I'd be like, I didn't do anything. She's like, why were you out till 5 in the morning? I'm like, I'm just talking to the dudes. And then it would get to the point where I'm like, then fuck you. Because I didn't feel believed. And then, but she had points, though. I wasn't a good boyfriend. I wasn't. Looking back, it's terrible. But then I just kept falling more and more in love with her. Until it just eventually got to the point where I was like, she's my life. And very interesting stuff. Because we just made it through everything. I mean, when we met each other, we were both. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was like a very successful comedian on a TV show, and she was getting her master's degree for engineering in USC. But like, we were both a little train wrecky. And it was just like, it would fuel each other. You know, she'd still go to like raves and shit. I'd be out till 5 in the morning around like 20 women that wanted to have sex with me and like movie stars and shit. Just hammered. Just like on Sunset. Just like, yeah, we're never going to die. Crushing. Not mean, not bad, but just like a woman's worst nightmare. And I had always been pretty opposed to relationships because I saw them as traps. I now realize because of my parents' relationship. But now it's fine. Yeah, don't give up. Don't give up. You're walking Benny. Who is she walking? Honey. We still have Honey and Benny. Benny's like 1,000 years old, and he's not aging. All right, any final questions before I go? BB and Amy's life needs to be a movie series. I was writing it as a book. It's called The Good Fight. I have like 30,000 words probably already written. It's crazy. But I don't want that much of my life out there in her life. The stories are unbelievable, but I'm using discernment on that. It was very, very honest. And I won't neuter it. And I also just don't want to, I don't want to relive some of that stuff anymore. I don't want people to ask me about it. Powerlifting, we're talking about fighting. How old is Benny? I think he's 16. I haven't seen Benny much lately. I'm with him all the time. All right, 3 more minutes. I'm out. Keep crushing all the mostly. Well, George is just huge. Benny has always been just sitting in the shadows, staring. He's like an emo. Thanks again, BB. Oh, dude, I had a blast. Dude, start channels. Put this up. Subscribe to False Witness Bear V1 because V2 right now is in the clink. Coddington Bear is uploading these on YouTube, but unauthorized.tv. bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, wherever you get your audio podcasts. They'll be up here for a while. But spread this around, man. These are fun. And watching Bill Nye get his face burned off is great. How dare you? You're starting violence. Dude, their reign is over. I don't know if you guys have felt the cracks yet, but it isn't working. Dang, Benny's amazing to live that long. Oh, and he's not even close to death. He's like running around trying to steal food. He's very emo, but he's always been an emo. He's really happy. I started a new channel. Sweet. Steel, sharp, and steel. Awesome. Let me release the lemon so I can spread the wealth. And by the way, thanks to everybody who sent me those letters. Man, the generosity is very... very beautiful. Let me distribute the rewards. I'll make you proud. I'll make you proud. You know, one of the reasons I do so much here, and I like to share pictures of like Ursa Manor and like the goats and stuff, and because I think people enjoy seeing it. I think people like that my resources go towards making my area look very beautiful and heartwarming and wholesome. And I think that's all I need to do. I don't need to start like a school or like some gay charity that ends up being a tax shelter for a grabber. I think people really do enjoy contributing to just something good. And that's why I like to share it, because then people kind of like what I just read. It's like people all over the place are like, you know, you inspired me and now I have a family and a child.